The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So we're going to continue here on the Buddha's 16 steps of mindfulness of breathing and begin coming into the third step. So the first two steps, first one is to train oneself present for and experience fully as one can, the inhales and exhales. And when the inhales and exhales are long, to experience them as long. To really be there in the experience. And when they're short, to really be there in the experience of them being short. And I use this word experience intentionally to make a distinction between trying too much to know or to understand, to search and to feel what's going on. And mindfulness is not a lot of work, but it's more like dialing in an old radio until you get just the right frequency so you can hear clearly. So you want to kind of dial in to really be present and experience the body. And then the first step is experiencing a long breath as a long breath. The second step is to, when the breathing becomes shorter, to experience as a shorter breath. And so inhale is shorter, or the exhale is shorter. Experience it as a shorter experience, shorter breath. So here we're seeing a distinction being made, two sets of distinction. One is a distinction between the inhale and the exhale. The other, now between these first two steps, is between a long breath and a short breath. And I interpret this to mean that as we're sitting and meditating and we get calmer, more centered, that the breathing begins to shift and change. The heartbeat maybe slows down, the breathing slows down, and as the breathing slows down, it might not be as long. Now, of course, for sometimes when we're agitated, it's very fast and short, the breath, and so maybe the opposite is happening, that sometimes as we sit down, the breath does get longer, and as we get more settled and relaxed. But then later, you might find it gets more subtle and shorter and much more minute, even the experience of breathing. In deep meditation, there can be a sense of almost not breathing at all, and partly that's because we hardly need to breathe anymore, and we don't need much oxygen anymore to really, because we're not doing a lot, we're not being so active. And so so we're making these distinctions. Turns out that I keep using the word making, probably shouldn't do that, because experiencing distinctions is a huge part of Buddhism. Buddhism is really based on our natural capacity to see differences between one thing and another. And we'll see that as we go through the 16 steps. Each of these steps is a new distinction, a new differentiation of things. So we're experiencing things more fully, more precisely, more clearly. And so beginning is just with the breathing. And I also interpret this idea of experiencing the long breaths and short breaths as being an encouragement to really kind of begin experiencing all the different qualities of sensations and experiences that come with each in-breath and out-breath. So whether it's fast or slow, whether breath feels tight or held or loose and relaxed, the expansion experiences and the contraction as the chest and the belly maybe expand and contract, the temperatures in the nostrils that change with the in-breath and out-breath, the sense of sharpness sometimes in the in-breath and sharp sensation and more softer on the exhale. Sometimes the breathing, the in-breath can feel jagged and rough, kind of jerky, and sometimes it's a nice, smooth kind of flow. Same thing with the exhale sometimes. And so to begin entering into this world they're breathing, and really experiencing more and more fully. Excuse me. experiencing the breathing more and more fully. And this is not meant to be work. It's meant to be almost I don't know if enjoying is the right word, in the same way that you would taste food more really fully and carefully if you really wanted to enjoy it. As if you're really going to enjoy the breath, you really feel it and sense it deeply. So then, as we settle into the breathing, what it means is we're no longer so distracted or caught up in our thoughts and preoccupations. And it can take quite a while for us to really settle down to the breathing and being in the breathing. Coming back over and over again to the breathing, letting go of our thoughts over and over again. And it's said that it doesn't matter how often the mind wanders off. It only matters that every time you do so, you bring it back in a nice way and start over again. And I love the expression starting over. And as we start over again repeatedly, the pull of thinking, the energy that goes into thinking begins to abate, and the thinking has less pull on us, and we find ourselves settled more and more here, relaxed, calm, in the present moment. As the mindfulness, and we're not just getting calm, and this is very important to understand, it's not just a process of using the breathing to get calmer and calmer and calmer, because if we do that, then the mind's sharpness to make distinctions, natural distinctions, differentiations, to really feel things more fully and clearly, begins to also get dull. So it's not just about getting calm. That's why we want to have a certain degree of calmness and alertness or clarity in the mind. And so as the mind gets more settled and more in the present, more and more here, less and less distracted, we start taking in more experiences of what's happening for ourselves in the present moment. And we start becoming aware of the wider range of experience in the body. And there's a tendency for people who are doing mindfulness of breathing that as they settle in to experience their body more and more. And there's a more sense of embodiment and present. And so the third step of Anapanasati is one trains oneself breathing in when he experiences the whole body, breathing out when he experiences the whole body. And this idea of experiencing the whole body is the awareness now becomes more inclusive. We might still be centered on the breathing, but it's like the peripheral attention now begins experiencing more and more of the body. And this happens for a variety of reasons. The primary one I said now is because we're getting calmer and calmer and more relaxed and less distracted. Sometimes it's because as we settle in, we become acutely aware of where the body is held tight. The tensions of the body become clearer and clearer. And we become aware of the various tensions that we weren't aware of in daily life because we're so distracted and busy. And there's a phase of an honest kind of meeting of all the holding patterns and the tensions that we carry that is part of the meditation practice. So part of this opening up to the body is the body revealing itself and saying, hey you, look how tense I am. Include me, pay attention to me too. And some of it is just kind of a natural expansion of attention to feel more and more. For some people, this experiencing the whole body is more limited to the whole experience of the breath, what's called the breath body, the full range of how the body experiences the changes as we breathe in and breathe out. So the whole ways in which we, the diaphragm, the belly, the chest, the nostrils, the back of the throat, all the things that kind of together are the breath body. And some people interpret this to mean the whole body itself. And we're breathing now with the whole body. It's like the whole body is breathing with us. So there's many ways in which this experiencing the body comes into play at this third step. And so we'll talk about this as we go for the next days, because mindfulness of the body is really also very central to Buddhism as a whole, to the early Buddhism teachings of the Buddha, and very important for this deepening process of breath at the 16 steps. Turns out the more we can be embodied, the easier it is to access or experience, receive the deeper benefits of meditation. So it's well worth spending time with mindfulness of the body and really learning to appreciate this more and more deeply. So we'll continue this journey of breath, and I'm hoping to lay out all kinds of different kind of angles for appreciating the breathing more and more and more. And sometimes maybe it'll seem a little bit uninteresting for you, some of the what I teach here around breathing, but it's the sum total of all these things together as we take them in and know them that we'll have a wider and wider range of connecting to the present moment, to the breathing, to meditation. And it's the whole package, both what's interesting and not interesting, that can help us begin opening up into this wonderful journey of meditation. So thank you, and I look forward to being again with you here again tomorrow.